So what happens to your store when you pass on?
Well, my granddaughter is interested.
How old is she now?
21. She's taking special classes at TCC and doing quite well. She feels that she could work it. And, of course, by helping her and get into the business and everything else, that would do some good.
That would make you feel good that it remains in the family.
It remains in the family. Not only that, but the true owners after I'm gone would be my two sons, Chris and Anthony.
Right now, Chris is here this building where we are. He's an investment lawyer. And Anthony is what?
An ophthalmologist. He's also very interested in the store. In other words, they would be like the owners, and my granddaughter would be running it on a day-to-day basis. There would be strong people at the tiller, so it wouldn't go off base. Everything would stay pretty well where it's going now.
Your brother-in-law works there with you. They're on the line in your present store.
That's great.
And what's his name?
Costa Tsilakis.
And he's been with you for many years?
I would say almost 40. Almost 40 years.
And he's worked for you, working the counter every day.
And mixing the chili and doing a number of odd jobs. Everybody knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and they do it.
Any other relatives working in the line?
Georgia
is
only.
Your sister.
Yeah. And now my granddaughter is also working there 2 days a week.
And her name is?
Caitlin. Also the two grandsons, very much interested in it, but they have their own businesses.
Okay.
One is in the movie industry, not as an actor.
Yeah.
It looks like he's going to be in the production company. The other one is an attorney. He will be giving his finals in about another month or so. So he's finished there, and he has a job in Houston.